Om Sang Saraswati Namaha, on page 215, chapter 6, in the meditation. I think of the ultimate goddess Padmavati, who resides in the eyes of the Lord of all wisdom, Bhairav. Her tender body is effulgent with the brilliance of the multitude of jewels on the hoods of the king of snakes upon whom she is reclining. Her luster is like that of the sun, and her three eyes are brilliant. In her hand she holds a rosary, a gourd, a skull, and a lotus, and the radiant half moon is the shining crown upon her head. Om, the Rishi said. After listening to the words of the goddess, the ambassador became very angry and, returning to the king of thought, gave a detailed explanation. So remember, we have the ambassador of self-conceit coming to the goddess. He said, "Goddess, you come down from there and you serve my master self-conceit. His conceit will know no limits when the energy of the universe is supporting his conceit. And if you don't come, I'm going to grab you by the hair and drag you down here. So you just come right now." And the goddess, remember, she said, "I made a promise and I have three conditions. The first is, you must make me stop and sit still. And the second is, you have to surrender all of your self-conceit to me. All egotism, all possession, all self-conceit, everything that says I, you have to give to me. And the third condition is, you have to see me alone in everything in the universe. And then I will marry. Those three little things, if you do for me, I will give myself totally to you." Well, when the ambassador from self-conceit heard this response, he was extremely angry. And he went back to the king of thought and gave a detailed explanation. Hearing the report of the ambassador, the king of thought became very indignant, and in great anger he called a thought named Sinful Eyes. Now, Sinful Eyes is a heroic warrior, and he has thousands of troops, and when anyone looks through Sinful Eyes, all they think of is selfishness. They think of their own selves. Anyone who looks through the perception of Sinful Eyes, they only see selfishness. "Hey, Sinful Eyes, go quickly, taking your army and grabbing that naughty one by the hair, drag her here. And if anyone stands up to defend her, be he God, a semi-divine being, or a celestial being, certainly you will kill him." And the Rishi said, "Receiving the command from self-conceit, Sinful Eyes, along with an army of 60,000 thoughts, immediately proceeded. Arriving there, he saw the goddess seated upon the Himalayas and defiantly shouted, 'Enemy, go to self-conceit and self-deprecation. If you won't go lovingly to the side of my master right now, then I will grab you by the hair and forcibly drag you there. Now you come down from there right now, or I'll have no alternative than to grab you by the hair and drag you.'" She didn't come. The goddess said, "You have been sent by the king of thought, and you yourself are extremely mighty. Along with you is a great army. In this condition, if you take me by force, then what can I do? You're such a hero. You're so strong. You've got this whole army with you, and I'm alone and unarmed and a woman. And if you drag me, what can I do? I'll be dragged. But I'm not going of my own volition." The Rishi said, "After the goddess answered thus, that thought Sinful Eyes attacked, and with the pronunciation of the mantra, 'Hum,' the mother of the universe reduced him to ashes. Then, in great anger, that immense army of thoughts and the mother of the universe began to exchange a rain of arrows, energies, and battle axes. In all of this, the carrier of the goddess, the lion, shaking his mane in excessive rage with a frightful roar, jumped into the army of thoughts. Some thoughts died from the striking of his paws, others from his jaws. Still other great thoughts were trampled by his hind legs and died from their wounds. Striking with his claws, he struck so many in the stomach, and by the sword so many heads he severed. Shaking his mane, the lion cut so many arms and heads, striking the stomachs of some thoughts, that lion caused their blood to flow. Excessively angry, the carrier of the goddess, that extremely forceful lion, remember this is the incarnation of Dharma, the courageous fortitude of sticking to your ideal of perfection, in but a moment annihilated that entire army of thoughts. She knew the goal, and she was fixed in the sankalpa. She was going to manifest Dharma in every action that she performed. That was her definition of her purpose. And that lion just marched through that army of thoughts. In but a moment, he annihilated the entire army. When the king of thought heard that the goddess killed sinful eyes and that her lion eradicated the entire army, he became very angry. His lower lip trembled with rage. And then he gave a command to passion and anger. Hey, passion! Hey, anger! Take a great army and grab that goddess by the hair, and binding her, quickly bring her here. And if there is any doubt in bringing her, then fight with all of your weapons and with the entire army of thoughts and wound her. And after wounding that naughty one in her lion, bind that mother of the universe and return with her quickly. Om. And here's the sixth chapter. Sinful Eyes has met his demise. Any questions about the demise of Sinful Eyes? Let's move right along to the death of anger and passion.